Well, it's almost impossible to imagine 20th century history without Mahatma Gandhi, and some of his memorabilia was actually auctioned off yesterday. And, you know, so what's the big deal?
I never intended for my actions to cause such a controversy, and I pray the outcome is positive and one that Gandhi would have approved of.
Well, someone answered James Otis's prayers. He's the owner of Gandhi Memorabilia, and he was speaking yesterday about an auction that caused international controversy. But the eyeglasses, leather sandals, and Gandhi's dinner bowl bought a price of $1.8 million in a controversial New York auction yesterday. Covering that story is the New York Times' Jennifer Ait Lee, who's here in the studio with us. Now, this was a complicated affair, some very high rollers looking at some very small objects about a man known for nonviolence and, shall we say, an ascetic lifestyle, not known for having lots of wealth. This was a clash of contradictions like I've never seen. First of all, what was the controversy?
Well, basically, there was a lot of uproar from the Indian media and India itself that protested the right of James Otis to sell these items in auction, and in a way sort of echoed some protests that were made by the Chinese government last month in the auctioning of bronze animal heads in a Parisian auction. So basically, the idea was, you know, did he have the right to have these belongings that they consider part of their cultural legacy because it belonged to a man they considered a spiritual and political leader of Indian independence? And so...
So that the idea that there even was a collector was offensive to the Indians and that they might actually fall out of the hands of India as a result of this auction was the fear.
Right. And they basically believe that, you know, these objects rightfully believed India. And to a large extent, you know, the Indian government took both political, diplomatic, and legal sort of lengths to intervene. For example, a high court in Delhi actually issued an injunction on Tuesday at the request of sort of the legal heirs of Gandhi to stop this auction. But as the auction house, which is called Antiquorum and Auctioneers in Manhattan, said, that sort of legal ruling doesn't have jurisdiction in the United States.
And boom, they conducted the auction anyway.
Yeah,
and Vijay Mallya, who's a brewery magnate in India, was identified as the buyer for $1.8 million. It seems like a couple of prayers were answered. If Otis was looking for some big money, he got it, and the objects are going to stay in India, it appears.
Yeah, it's interesting for two reasons. One, which is you actually have this auction attract a lot of sort of the who's who of the Indian elite around the world, and you kind of got into a situation where they were bidding against each other. And as a result, you know, it kind of was who is going to bid the most for the right to return it to India. And then so the Indian government itself also got caught in this ironic situation was because originally they said, you know, if you don't make a deal with us, to Mr. Otis, we're going to be in the audience bidding. But then they realized that they themselves had deemed the auction illegal, so they could not participate. And so basically they were dependent on these third parties to sort of auction and then give it back. And so the sort of interesting historical sweep is that, in a way, the muscular wealth of the Indian elite trumped traditional diplomacy in sort of combating sort of the history and legacy of or the painful memories of subjugation to the West. And so basically something else that you found was Mr. Otis himself, as you heard, had last minute misgivings, but because the auction house basically said, you know, we have the right to, once you enter into a legal contract, you basically have to kind of go through with the auction, which is different from a 2007 case where a letter written by Gandhi shortly before he died was actually pulled from auction with the permission of Christie's.
I just wanted to quickly reference another recent case where there was a auction of designer Yves Saint Laurent's art collection, and some bidders bought two Chinese bronzes that were said to be looted and basically got a lot of media attention for that. So is this idea of cultural repatriation gaining steam?
Well, it's the situation you're talking about, there have been a lot of comparisons, but there are two things. One, which, as you mentioned, that these were actually looted from a Chinese the Yuanmingyuan, which is a big historical garden by the West, whereas a lot of these items were given away by Gandhi himself. So, you know, the glasses were given away as sort of a symbol of things, as a way what he saw the freedom of India through. The sandals were given away. So, in a way, these kinds of things had gotten to Mr. Otis legitimately over time. time, and it
their,
just sort
their
of
attracted. Provenance was known mm-hmm. and it didn't have the sort of colonialist tinge. But here's something, Gandhi, speaking of ironies of all this and the historical sweep that you talked about, mm-hmm. Jennifer, here's what Gandhi said back in 1931.
There is an unalterable law governing everything and every being that exists or lives. It is not a blind law, for no blind law can govern the conduct of living beings.
Without any offense to the legendary Mahatma Gandhi, but perhaps one unalterable law here is that money in the 21st century comes from South Asia, and it trumps all questions of national politics, at least if this auction is any indication.
Indeed. I mean, I think what was lucky for the Indian government is that they actually had the wealth. They had people with a national pride who were actually willing to compete. And in a way, the people who benefited was almost the auction house, right? Because they take the higher commission, the higher the item sells for.
Fascinating story with a happy ending sold to the New York Times' Jennifer Ait Lee in our studio covering the auction of some Gandhi memorabilia, which pulled in $1.8 million at auction last night.